Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, pick up your newspaper and turn on your TV. I am shocked at the level of mayhem, destruction, and looting in some of our great cities. Look at Chicago, Portland, New York, Minneapolis, and many more. They're burning government buildings, torching cars, looting stores, smashing windows, not to mention explosion in gun violence. This is not going to help black families. They're suffering the most. Defunding the police is not going to help either. It's time for the governors and mayors and the public to stand up and demand law and order. This is not the United States of America that I love. On a positive note, President Trump opened up Alaska Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil drilling after 40 years of review and consideration. And we're not talking about a little field. We're talking about 19 million acres. The environmental lobby is against it, of course, but Alaskans support the decision. It's not going to threaten the polar bears and other wildlife. Think of the thousands of jobs that we created. Our valuable assets need to be put to use. And now, just a word about the U.S. Postal Service. They've been losing billions of dollars for many years. They need to make some changes. Well, they have started to do some things differently. But with an election coming up and millions of mail-in ballots expected, can they handle the load? Well, a post office battle has just begun. And last subject, Illinois Governor Jim Thompson passes away at age 84. What a great guy, a very outstanding governor, serving a record 16 years. He was elected governor in 1976. He took the lead in creating jobs and international trade. Of course, he needed to appoint his cabinet. He needed a director of agriculture. Jim Thompson, a Chicago lawyer. And I didn't know him, but he didn't know me. But somehow, my name got passed on, and I was asked to go to Springfield, Illinois, for an interview. Surprise! He asked me to serve as director of Illinois Department of Agriculture, and 4 years later, Ronald Reagan was elected president of the United States. Governor Jim Thompson encouraged President-elect Reagan to consider John Block as his Secretary of Agriculture. And you know the rest of the story. I thank Governor Thompson for his support, but more than that, we are all grateful for his service to the state and the nation. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.